Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Once again, we own the radio station. God is blessing us. One thing I'd like to say tonight to you is keep the faith. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Before we get started, I'd like for us to meet me in prayer, wherever you are, whoever you are. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we come before you. Jesus, we ask you to search our hearts, search our conditions. Anything that's not right, we ask you to forgive us. Knowing or unknown, something we said or done today, forgive us and keep us to stay in contact with you. For it is you that we call on, it is you that we say thank you. It is you we disbelieve in tonight, as it is every day we have living this body. I want to thank you once again, Holy Father, for the manifold of blessing that you've given to us. I want to thank you for the rising of the sun, for the setting of it, and how you gave us to know that you're still God. We want to thank you for the peace that's going on around the world. Moreover, we pray for the peace of Israel according to Psalm 122, verse 6. And we that loves Israel, we keep the peace. We pray for it is a founding. And you said in your word, you said you make us the head and not the tail. You said you put us above and not below. You said that you will give us understanding and goodwill. You said if we trust in you, all things are possible. You said we can eat the good of the land if we just trust you and believe in you. You said in your word, you said the thoughts I have against you, they're not of God. Your thoughts are good and pure and holy. We want to thank you tonight for we go on the radio. Father, I want to thank you for my wife, for my son, my daughter, for my grandson. I want to thank you for the loved ones on both sides of the aisle, right and left, for my family, my wife's family, and in my family. I pray for my neighbors in the neighborhood. I pray that sickness will be destroyed. I command sickness to leave everybody's body, every disease, leave in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And then, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you in Jesus' name who made it possible. For your word has declared, it was him who gave his life for us that we might have the right to come before you, have the inheritance. We want to thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. We praise your name. And then, Holy Father, to America today, I pray that America will come into the knowledge of understanding that it's you who has the right and authority, that you will raise us up as an army, that we may have all 52 in the United States of America be in prayer. I call that action today. I decree and declare that we have 52 prayer warriors every day on the radio station across the world praying for the peace, for the sickness, for the disease. We're praying for the health and wealth and stability of all the places. Right over in the Middle East, Father, while they're trying to start up a fire, I pray that the angels on assignment will come around and protect those you have over there. I pray this hour in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you will encourage us to call upon the name of Jesus Christ that he might take us to the Father constantly. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Don't leave us alone. We ask you this night in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And I want to thank you, Father, as I bring your word tonight. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Last night we talked to y'all about the five crowns. But I want to just get a little deep into the five crowns. I think I told you about the crown of life, the martyr crown, M-A-T-Y-R-L, martyr's crown, given at those who tested beyond human endurance. And it was found in John chapter 1, verses 12. Then the second thing I said, the crown of glory of the pastor, the shepherd's crown, given to the faithful ministers. First Peter 5, 1 through 4. The crown of rejoicing. Soul winning crown. Given to soul winners. A lot of people are winning souls. And that's why it comes to that point, you're going to be much happier. Fourthly, the crown of righteousness given to those who love his appearance. In 2 Timothy 4, 6 and 8, number 5, I said, the incorruptible crown, the victor's crown, given to self-denial to the flesh, given to those who do not yield to the lust of the flesh. The Apostle Paul wrote these words, I keep my body under subjection. Because under control, you got to be able to control your. So out of these five different things of the crowns, I also pointed out that the five crowns were tantamount with the gifts that he gave to the body of Christ. He gave the apostle, he gave the prophet, he gave the teacher, he gave the pastor, he gave the evangelist. He gave all five, and they coincide. When we work and get a little deeper and see what God is doing, and I will say this to us tonight, one thing I like to do tonight, I want to take you to another term that's used. It's called a BEMA, Bema Seat. What is the Bema Seat? A lot of people have talked about that. It's a place where, you know, in the old days when the Greeks had it, it was a concept that they set up where then a person would be running a race. There was a judge who would sit there in the Bema Seat. To those who finished the line, whether they were in the first, second, third, fourth places. But you see, the judge position was to determine what position. See, a lot of runners come in neck and neck. But back then, they didn't have what we have now. We got some sensitives that they can see the line and let know what was what. But back then, it was by contact, eye, and ear. And when they would do that, see, this Bema Street, it's an award to the winners. And it's the appropriate reward. Can you imagine behind what the Bema Seat really is? It's a judgment, a seat of God. See, the judgment seat, Jesus is going to be sitting in that seat. As described, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, verses, chapter 3, verses 12 and 15, he says, if any man builds other foundation upon gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw, his work shall be shown for what he is, because the day will come it as to light. It will reveal with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. Oh, listen to what it continues, because if we have built service, we can receive the reward. But I would help you to know also, suffer loss of himself, but he himself will be saved, but only as escaping from through the flame. See, a lot of times we take notice of what God is saying. See, God is the author and the finish of all things, but he sent Jesus Christ. See, and that's why we're going to get into this here, where we're going to see who judges each other. See, I'm not going to judge anybody but God's son, not even God. I tell people constantly, do not say you know God. God got my back. No, God ain't got your back. He's given us all of his, he's given it all. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 2, you see, because he had such splendor with God, God put everything under his authority. Every kingdom, every domain was under his authority. So by us being under, and what he was doing, Yeshua HaMashiach, being under the authority that God put him under, because it says in Psalm chapter 2, he said, this is my beloved son. I put him on the hill. And I made him this day forward. There will be no change. See, God is the author of all things. But he wants us to come to a point to realize, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. See, one thing you got to find is this. when you find gold and silver and covered stones to do the work for God, that don't work. It's your wrong motive. What is your motive in the church? A lot of say, well, I'm just going there, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but I want to say this one. When you know your full motive, you don't mind telling the people what thus said the Lord. I'm a teacher. I'm an evangelist. I'm the pastor. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophetess. I know what you need to do. And one of the things a teacher, see, the first thing ever happened, the prophet in the Bible, the first prophet was God Almighty himself. He prophesied what would happen. The more you read into God's word, the more you're going to find that God's word is sure and true. No matter what somebody done told you, no matter what somebody done said, God is on his way back. Have you ever seen God? No, I haven't. Have you ever heard of God? Yes. We've seen the miraculous of his creation. And I've asked many people, can you look and see what God has created? Were you there when he created the earth? Were you there when he created the stars? No. And as Louise Lou Loney Tune said last night, she said, when they got so bold that they took the thing and they pointed into the outer direction into the universe, they had passed through one. They discovered that there was a galaxy that was just like the cross. And some people say, how many miles in it? Billions and billions and trillions and trillions and trillions. And the more you can count, see, the kingdom of God is without measure. When you think you know God's word, his kingdom, that's, you don't. That's why I'm saying with love, don't build on what people say. Build it on the solid word of God. Everything I do is in the name of Jesus Christ, because he will glorify the Father, and the Father will be glorified. And so, as I turn back to the lesson, let me ask you, number one, what does the Bema Street occur? What does it occur? Well, you've been telling us all this about it's going to occur. It's going to occur. See, some debaters gave a statement about the exact time of the Bema Street. Some understand that it occurred at the moment of death for every believer. And some others believe that the Bema Street occurred during the end time. With all believers, excuse me. So I want to say to all believers being judged at that time, however, now take notice, the majority of the Bible commentators believe that the Bema Street or Judgment Seat of Christ occurs, are you ready? At the return of Christ. Here's one scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, King James Version. For the Son of Man shall come in his glory of his Father with his angels. And then he shall reward every man according to his word. That's at the Bema Street, at the Bema Seat, B-E-M-A, the judgment seat. See, and then take notice here. And in Romans chapter 10, verses 14, but why doest thou judge thy brother? Now, let me ask this question out there, my beloved. Why do we want to judge our brother? Well, I caught him doing this. I saw him doing this. He said, bada, 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 bada. No. So why doest thou sit at the no to thy brother? See, when we come to a point where we can stop judging each other, speaking ill thoughts of each other, saying wrong things of each other, God the Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, if you come to know him and accept him as your Lord and Savior, the devil has no right. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy in that last letter that I was teaching about last night, I was saying, he said these words, he says, it's one thing he said, I have fought the crown of righteousness. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:8, he said, wait a minute, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. How many of us have fought the fight and kept the faith? Because the fight that's for us is not a worldly thing. We're fighting against darkness. We're pressing in for God. See, what God wants us to do to know that we're a good soldier. To be a good soldier means you got to be ready. I'm going to tell you what they told me in military time. Because when I joined the United States Army, I didn't know what was going on, who was going on. Well, I've never been accustomed to getting up early in the morning. I've never been accustomed to getting talked about, put down. But that night, as soon as I stepped over, and they said, you're no longer the property of the United, you're the property of the United States of America. I didn't know that I have given all my vested rights. When you come to know Jesus Christ, you have given all of your rights, your will, your wherewithal to him. And when you do that, Satan can't do nothing because God, Shaddai, he loaded Baba. He's going to redirect you. He's going to show you through his teaching. He's going to show you how you get to know him better. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. The more he gives you authority, the more power he gives to you. And let me say this, see, with love and kindness. See, when he came down, see, here's how the judgment seat works. Whether good or evil, and 1 Corinthians 5 and 10 says, for we, hallelujah, must appear, oh, help me, Father, before the judgment seat, okay, a bema seat of Christ, that whoever may receive the things done in his body, according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad. And beloved, this makes me press in more now than ever, because I've come to understand more about what is going on. See, when I received Jesus Christ as my Savior, I was judged. I was judged. For I was judged. But the bema seat didn't come because when I came to Jesus, come Holy Spirit, when I came to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, I didn't know what I know now. But now that I know, because I was born again into the kingdom of God, and I know about no Holy Spirit, I didn't know that the words, everything after that day forward that I've done wrong in the body, God is taking a record of it. The thoughts, the actions, the wherewithal, and that's why I say to us tonight, and the Apostle Paul says, he said, let the mind remain on Jesus Christ. Let this mind that was in Christ be in you also. Well, the mind that was in Jesus Christ was to satisfy the Father. Well, if we got the mind of the Father in Jesus Christ, we can satisfy the Father. Because the Father, Jesus said the Father. Jesus said, no words I hear. He said, I don't speak them unless my Father speaks them. Here it is again. See, the judgment of words. See, many times we need to come to a conclusive, come Holy Spirit, to a conclusion that the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. See, when you read that scripture, here's what happens. The judgment of deeds. Oh, you mean I've done some wrong thing? I say yes. Have you ever asked him for forgiveness? Yes. Has Jesus' blood, what's it supposed to be, according to the Word of God? He said, when you do it, he says, sin is from the east to the west. But the more you come to know him, who he is, the one thing you can say in assurance that he says these words, whether good or evil. Whew, I love you, Lord. One thing, when that judgment is done, that deed, whatever you've done. See, some people don't know. That's why I say, people, I'm learning to keep myself under prayer. Sometimes people don't understand me, and I understand them. But I want to just give what God has promised us. He's promised us, I will never leave you. Now leave you alone. So why do we want to go back into the world? Pause. Come, Holy Spirit. Why do we want to go back and do the things we used to do when we don't want to do them no more? Sometimes we come to a point in our life, we got to become more attuned to what God wants to do. Listen to this as I teach tonight. Hallelujah. The signs everywhere. See, when I take notice, around this earth we're living in, there are signs everywhere. I don't want to make a prediction wrong because I don't want this in my country, but I want to say what I think is I see, I know to the best of my ability. ISIS is nothing but a movement for the thing, for the ratification of what God's getting ready to do. Now, when he's going to do it, we don't know. But everything is being set in order so the Son can come back as King of Kings. And that's when you know when we're at the Bema Street. When that occurs, he says he's coming back. You read that Matthew, you see it, he says, I'm coming back, and I come with my gifts. To every man, he said, some going to be on the right side, some going to the left. And some going to say, Lord, then when I said, no, you didn't do that. See, that's why it's so important for Willie Hunter to follow the word of God, to live according to the word of God, to take the word of God. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, to take the word of God, because the word of God is what gets us where we are. And I say this tonight, when signs are everywhere, hungry, right now in Africa, they have a Ebola. That's a disease and a sickness. If we are saints of God, we have the right to lay aside. If God put us on the assignment, to go there and do like that man did years ago, John Lake, he said, put it in my hand. They put that disease in his hand. And they looked, and the disease dissipated. Because when we have the authority, the Holy Spirit of God, we have the power to bind, to loose, because there are many people over there that are dying. Are they being taught Jesus Christ? No. But I want to say this because the signs are coming. The sign that we need to get ready. We're at war right now with ISIS. We're in America. We got the both parties, Republican, Democrat, the argument, the president, an argument. What's going on? Signs of the time are relevant in the time we now live. Just to see where the lady that I grew up, watched her grow up, she was over me, but my mother would live together, Miss Minnie Mae. But she went to be with the Lord. See, I know that one day I'm going to be with the Lord. But before I go, I want to make sure that I paid my balance. Oh, no man, nothing but love. No man but love. Because the Bema Street is waiting. And I say this because I'm going, Jesus, I'm getting close. Okay, so number two, the first thing, what does the Bema Seat do? It occurs, as I said, it's the first place, the seat of Jesus Christ, and I pointed out to you, the second thing I gave you, Romans 14:10, the judgment, how it works, Matthew, I told you when Jesus shall come back, judgment of deed, what is good or evil, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, signs everywhere. Now, my final thrust to you tonight, the Bema Seat, what is not? Oh, the Bema Seat, what is not? See, the Bema Seat is a judgment seat, not a term of salvation. Rather, it is because believers must give an account of their lives of Christ. It is very important not to confess the Bema Seat. Not to confuse the Bema correction. Not to confuse the Bema Seat with the great white throne. The last and final judgment to decide the fate of the sinner. This is what keeps me calling on God. Have mercy upon me. See, I just got to the Bema Street. See, in Revelation, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit. See, when I read the word of God, Revelation chapter 20, verses 7, it describes these things. Now, here's where we got to keep ourselves in line and trust God and believe God. See, the great white throne judgment is different from the judgment. He says these words. John wrote these words. Then I saw the great white throne and him who was seated upon the earth. And the sky fled from his presence. My God Almighty. Now, you tell me that's not some power and authority. See, shot they both side. I know that I want to be right when he comes. His presence. And there was no place for them to, for them. And I saw the dead, oh my Lord, and the great and small standing before the throne. And the books were open. Another book was open, which was the book of the dead that were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books. Beloved, I don't know how to make it any much plainer to you. Here's what God is saying to us. Here's what God is saying to us. He said, if you want to live right now, is you a sinner, come to know Jesus Christ. Receive his beloved son. Accept him. Let me just tell you what I was if I were you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you sent your son to set me free. I come and ask you that become a fullness of my life. I ask you that all of my sin be forgiven, and from this day forward, I want to live a life according to the word says. I want to learn how to love your word, study your word, pray your word, speak your word, and do what your word is saying. I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, because you have received me by the Father's atonement, I ask you tonight to let the Holy Spirit, I ask you for the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And God, God loves that. God is not an angry God. God is a just God. He's a just God. He's a loving God. He loves. See, the more I begin to study in the Word of God, the more I begin to just say, God, you are so good, so merciful, so tender, so gentle. See, the Bible tells me in the book of Proverbs, he said, listen, my son, take the Word of the Lord. He said, remember, do it, and hear your mother with. He said, when you sleep, it'll sleep with you. When you get up, it'll get up. When you get up, it'll talk to you. What? Yes, the Word of God will talk to you. And I'm a living witness. See, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, he is God. And besides him, there is none other. My last statement to you this morning is, the sea shall give up the dead that went in. And the dead and Hades, which is hell, give up the dead that were in them. Each person was judged according to what he had done. Death and hell were thrown to the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death. If anyone name is not found in the first book, in the book of life, he is stoned to the lake of fire. Lord, I pray tonight more than the other never, that I and others that I know to come to know will not be. I pray the faith resurrection. I pray. So the next time we will talk about it, we're going to talk about the great white throne. And this night has been a great night. I thank God for you. I'm going to love you with love, oh God, and just tell you how much I love you. I know you all love God. I know we all do. And the more we love God, the more God loves us. See, one thing I will say to those out there listening to me, who are praying for me, believing for me, I'm doing it for you also. But I'm going to put on some scriptures that I have that helps me in my house, because it's got the fullness of God's moving in my house. And the more I see it, the more I can say hallelujah. So until such time, the Lord bless you and keep you. Until such time, shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.
D63H03, Healing Scripture.
Reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. Son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verse. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy day, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, and then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. He, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. Shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, there will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days and long life and peace shall add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10 and verse 13. And when Jesus was in Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers to me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and if thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand. He left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28-30. Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But Jesus knew it. He withdrew himself from this, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them. 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged him, they sent out to all the country round about him, and brought unto him all the diseases, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfect whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29-30. And Jesus departed thence, and came down to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down. And great multitudes came to him, and with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, and the lame to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 14. They came to the other side of the sea, and the country of the Galilee. When he was come out of the ship, immediately led him out of the tomb, a man with an unclean spirit, who had been among the tombs, no one could bind him, no not in the chains. Because that he'd been often bound with the fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters were in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tomb, crying and cutting himself in stone. But if when he saw Jesus fall on the ground and worshiped him. And cried with a loud voice, John, have I offended thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, my people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman with an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came and pressed behind and touched his garments, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, thou seest multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain, said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Tephatha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straight that no man should know it, commanded that something be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they passed where, they came unto the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then Mark chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, this sin, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again depart from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed. And he spoke plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the greater they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believed. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not he cast him out? He said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases, brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, if they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse, And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? He that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sin. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, by doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the first verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. John the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Amos, which had his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Amos, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on my feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and go up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55, 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Shall I be born? But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hope that we will be able to do it. Which cannot be touched with the feeling of our sins, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12, 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3, verse 10, that the weak say, I am strong. Now I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee over and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursed, vexation, and rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the bots of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. And no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore box that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out on the field, shall gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shall neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, and the fruit of thy land, until thou be destroyed. Which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you, and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and towards the wife of his bosom, and towards the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. So that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he had nothing left him in the siege, and in the straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shall thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee a trembling heart, and fading of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even. And at evening thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again, and ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondsmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Now then I want to read from Galatians. Chapter 3, beginning with the first verse and reading the whole chapter. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched ye that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring or permit to be brought upon thee until thou be destroyed. Now, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. There are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also adds every sickness. So therefore, you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, anemic, mental distress, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:61, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and over again to yourself. Say it out loud if you're by yourself. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, now name your sickness, cancer, tuberculosis, kidney trouble, liver trouble, whatever it is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from sickness, and specify your sickness. In other words, I'll give you an illustration. We'll just call it cancer. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 61, my sickness, cancer, is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, he's redeemed me from the curse of sickness. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from cancer. All right, we'll just say your trouble is a stomach ulcer. All right, say this then. My sickness or ulcer, stomach ulcer, is a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from ulcers of the stomach. Now, say, for instance, your condition is a blood disease. You see, according to Deuteronomy 28, chapter 61st verse, my blood disease is a curse of the law. But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am redeemed from blood disease. I just gave that to you as an illustration. Whatever your sickness is, call it a curse of the law. Confess it's a curse of the law. Then confess Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I am redeemed from sickness, and specify your sickness. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to these two chapters, Galatians 3, Deuteronomy 28, over and over again. And then at every waking moment, all night long, all day long, continue to make the confession. Therefore, I am redeemed from, and specify your sickness.
This message. For more information about Kenneth Hagin Ministries, call 1-888-283-2484 or visit our website at www.rhema.org or write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150-0126. And in Canada, write Kenneth Hagin Ministries, Post Office Box 335, Station D, Etobicoke, Toronto, Ontario, Canada, M9A4X3.
Yes.